Metu Netter, Volume 5, Keys to Health and Longevity. Ra An Nefer, Amen. Continuing on in Chapter 10, the final chapter, on page 183. Harukahudi Meditation Script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of Harukahudi is violated. Review Chapter 7 on Harukahudi. Meditation Script. To replace an emotion with peace and joy, where the emotion is the result of seeing vengeance, or you believe that you cannot be at peace until justice is done, or that you can never be at peace given your loss. Part 1. The Affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. The particular wrong that was committed against you or your loved one. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, say Tua Neter for the opportunity. During the second segment, say to nourish peace in the midst of greatest loss. During the third segment, say the essence of my divinity. Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of something from your realization that you have avoided the suffering and damage that harboring feelings or vengeance or dependence on justice to experience peace. Second segment of exhalation, visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation, say, Tua Neter, thank you for making me in your image and likeness a divine being. Haru Meditation Script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of Haru is violated. Review Chapter 7 on Haru. Meditation Script. To replace an emotion with peace and joy, where the emotion is the result of your belief that you have no control over your emotions. Part 1. The Affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario, a situation in which a particular emotion tends to get the best of you. During the first segment of the exhalation and while holding the breath, say Tua Neter for the opportunity. During the second segment, say, to establish dominion over all that occurs in my being. During the third segment, say, the freedom of my will is the essence of my divinity. Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of smiling as you see your person acting in accordance with divine law. See your person enjoying doing something that shows that you are in control of a particular emotion. Second segment of exhalation. Visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation. Say, Tua Neter, for making me in your image and likeness a divine being. Het Heru Meditation Script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of Het Heru is violated. Review Chapter 7 on Het Heru. Meditation Script. To replace an emotion with peace and joy, where the emotion is the result of you accepting or dwelling on images of things going wrong in your life. Review the extensive information that was given on the power of the imagination. Part 1, the affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of the exhalation and while holding the breath, say, Tua Neter for endowing me. During the second segment, say, with the power of imagination. During the third segment, say, it will be used only for the good. Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of smiling as you visualize the reverse of the negative imagery of your scenario. Visualize your person enjoying the positive outcome of the situation. Second segment of exhalation. Visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation. Say, "Tu Aneter, for making me in your image and likeness a divine being." Sebek meditation script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of Sebek is violated. Review chapter 7 on Sebek. Meditation script. To replace an emotion with peace and joy where the emotion is the result of the habit of thinking or accepting thoughts that call up negative emotions. Review the extensive information that has been given on the power of thought and suggestion. Part 1, the affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of the exhalation and while holding the breath, say, "Tu Aneter, for endowing me." During the second segment, say, "With the power of the word." During the third segment, say, "I will use it only for good." Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of smiling as you see your person acting in accordance with the divine law. See your person doing something that shows that you have improved your life through the positive thoughts generated by your divine self-image. Second segment of exhalation. Visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation, say, "Tu Aneter, for making me in your image and likeness a divine being." Outset meditation script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of outset is violated. Review chapter 7 on outset. Meditation script to replace an emotion with peace and joy where the emotion is the result of your failure to devote time to transcend your emotionalism. Part 1, the affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario, emotions you give into without resistance. During the first segment of the exhalation and while holding the breath, say, "Tu Aneter, for the opportunity." During the second segment, say, "To learn that pain and suffering." During the third segment, say, "Are the wages of being human." Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize a scenario. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of smiling as you see your person acting in accordance with the divine law. See your person joyfully doing something that shows that you have transcended the emotion in question. Second segment of exhalation. Visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation. Say, "Tu Aneter, for making me in your image and likeness a divine being." Geb meditation script. These scripts apply to all situations in which the law of Geb is violated. Review chapter 7 on Geb. Meditation script to replace an emotion with peace and joy where the emotion is the result of your belief that earthly phenomena control your life. Part 1, the affirmation. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of the exhalation and while holding the breath, say, "Tu Aneter, for the opportunity." During the second segment, say, "To learn that the challenges in my life." During the third segment, say, "Are necessary and unavoidable for the realization of my divinity." Part 2, the visualizations. During the inhalation, visualize the scenario. During the first segment of exhalation and while holding the breath, visualization of smiling as you see your person acting in accordance with divine law. See your person enjoying doing something that shows that you have succeeded where you thought that external opposition was insurmountable. Second segment of exhalation, visualization of enjoying doing something that shows that you are healed. Make sure that you see your person joyfully engaged in laughter. Third segment of exhalation, say, to our netter for making me in your image and likeness a divine being. Healing others through meditation. It is of great importance that you voluntarily set time aside to apply the skills and powers that you will acquire from the meditations. Placing the power to heal with the mind and the spirit in service to others is a major part of spirituality. The method is a simple one. Simply focus on the ill person in your meditation in place of your person. The critical rule that must be observed is that you must have achieved a certain mastery over the emotion that the ill person must overcome. If the ill person's health is compromised by fear, for example, you can only help that person if you have eliminated fear from your life, at least to a significant degree. It is obvious that you will have to find out the particulars of the person's emotional habits and life situations. In addition, it is highly advisable for the patient to also do the meditation if able to. Distance is not a factor. You and the patient could be galaxies away. Summary. Each meditation must be done until the desired healing is achieved or the emotion is eliminated. If the emotion is eliminated but the illness is still in place, you can expect that the healing process is going on subconsciously. In all the stages of the work, you must maintain an attitude of expectation that the emotions of peace and joy and healing will occur. This is not belief or faith, but the expectation that accompanies working with the laws. The meditations in this book are supplemented by the accompanying guided meditation CD. It is advised that you do not work with them until you have completed the meditation preparation work. The write-up for your scenarios, visualizations of living truth, visualizations of your healed state, and the list of your illnesses and description of how the illnesses impede you. The material presented in this book is far from being exhaustive. At the least, it provides you with a comprehensive and clear framework for practice and for furthering your research without succumbing to the plethora of errors that are out there. Keep in touch with me at nvm@nilevalley.com and www.blogtalkradio.com/Taui, T-A-U-I, so that we can create a dialogue and work together to heal the planet. It is in great peril, but it is yours. Remember that it is to be the God-man and the God-woman that God gave the dominion over the world. The world is controlled by spirit, so heal and empower it and reclaim the earth, Hatep. And here ends the reading of chapter 10 and also ends the reading of Metu Netter, volume 5. Thank you and have a great day.